there, and welcome to the Female Health Solution Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Beth Westy, women's health expert, author, speaker, and doctor of chiropractic. I am so passionate about giving women the tools they need to take control of their health once and for all. So let's dive in. So welcome back to the Female Health Solution Podcast. Today I have Dana Frost here, and welcome. I'm super excited to talk with you about just the female body, aging, everything else. I already have notes down about what we're going to talk about, but yay, welcome.
That's awesome, Beth. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the ways that you describe yourself is that you are a mind, body, and spirit alchemist, and you educate coaches and coach women towards optimal health. And I've never heard anybody describe themselves that way. So how did you get started in doing what you do?
Yeah, well, probably out of my own necessity. I mean, at the end of the day, like all the things I do with clients are things that I needed for myself. And I realized that these are tools and insights that as women, it's beneficial to all women. So, I mean, from just like a educational career perspective, I started with the degree in social work. So I started as a social worker in 1988. I was a social worker. We moved abroad with our family of three daughters in 97. We lived in South America for 10 years, briefly in Switzerland. And while we were living in Brazil, we actually adopted two children. During that transition, I knew I needed additional support to move through the transition. I had a friend who had become a life coach in the US. This was before life coaching. This was in 2000, and we adopted the end of 2003. So in 2004, not many people knew what a life coach was. And she said, I think I can help you with this transition. Why don't you hire me as your coach? And so I said, hey, let's do it. And it was expensive at the time because we didn't have, you know, Zoom. I mean, if we had Zoom, I didn't know about Zoom. You know, it was expensive to talk to her. I think we used Skype. We used Skype for the conversations, but even Skype was more expensive back then. So I could afford to work with her one time a month, but I did my work. I used the tools. I showed up. I did my work in between, and it was very transformational. So much to the point that I said, I wanted to learn how to do this. So I did my life coach training. I went back and forth between the US and Brazil to do my coach training, started my practice in Brazil. You know, I've added things on. I've added the health coaching through the functional lens because I had my own health crisis. And we might talk about that as we chat today. But everything that I do with clients, it really is because I was invited into my own journey and I discovered that, oh, these tools are effective and I wanted to share them with other people. So that's in a nutshell where I am today or why I'm here today.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Wow. What a fantastic journey, right? Most people, you know, they don't travel all over the world and live at different places and have all these different experiences. So that's amazing. So you mentioned your own health crisis issue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that, I would love to talk about that. Because I feel like it's, you know, most people I meet have had some sort of a health challenge. And, you know, as women, our hormones are fluctuating. What do they say? Like every 8 years, we move through different phases as women from the hormonal perspective. It really makes us very unique. So my health crisis, let me just say, I have a pacemaker. I was taken into I had to go to the emergency room in 2011, because I stabbed my in between my index and middle finger. I stabbed myself pitting an avocado. And what's so interesting about that women can relate to is I had been really tired. Just to give you the backdrop. So, you know, I had a decade of, at the time, it was stressful. But in hindsight, I realized there were so many complex situations I was dealing with. You know, we adopted two children who had early childhood trauma. So, you know, that continued. That was like a decade of moving in that realm of adaptation and helping them and the family and the dynamics. You know, we went from Brazil with the whole family from Brazil to Switzerland. And that was a real challenging time. So then we moved back to the US, and then we're adapting to, we hadn't lived in the US for 10 years, you know, adapting to the culture in the US. I realized I was raising my family very differently than the people in my own country. And I realized the world, it was like, where am I? The world has changed so much. Like, children don't play in the summer randomly with other kids. Everything's structured. And I realized we're going against the culture, but I'm in my own culture. And so we would try these, you know, try to do the cultural, the American culture way, and it didn't fit for our family. So that dynamic, you know, that's a stress. You know, there were these dynamics that I felt, you know, very different and other than. And then I was still coaching at that time. And my husband, when we moved back to the US, was traveling all the time. So I found myself in 2011, my oldest daughter had just graduated from high school. And I had been very tired, but mind you, what was I doing? Boot camp at 5:30 in the morning. Yes, I know your face. If people could see your face right now, you know, because you know, because yeah. This is what women do. I was working. I had my family, 5 kids. I love to cook. I was always a home cook. That was one of my joys, is just food preparation and whole foods. And, you know, that's why we were coming home from a museum the day that I stabbed myself, and I was hungry. I had a friend, her kids, my kids. We were coming home. I was really hungry. I wanted the guacamole, and I was pitting the avocado too quickly, and boom, stabbed myself. But what do women do? I'm like, I don't have time to take care of this right now. I cleaned it up. I taped it. I continued on with guacamole, with dinner. And then I'm like, oh, let me call the ER and see if they're busy right now. You know, this is what women do.
They're busy. I stabbed myself. I am bleeding. They might be busy. I don't want to bother them.
Well, not bother them. I didn't want to be inconvenienced with being in the waiting room.
Oh, waiting and waiting longer.
I didn't want to wait. I'm too busy to wait. I'm not unique. I know I'm not unique. This is the story of women.
This is an advertisement. Do not scroll past it, though. You do not want to miss out on this. You get a 14-day free trial of Masa On Demand workouts. And if you use the code FemaleHealthSolutions30, you actually get an extra 30 days on top of that. This is amazing. There are so many fun workouts that actually fit, whether or not you're an experienced athlete or if you're just getting started. And they have different time frames, which is really helpful because honestly, as a busy mom, sometimes I can have a whole hour to work out and sometimes I only have 10 minutes. And doing 10 minutes is better than nothing. The other thing that Masa On Demand does a really great job of is recovery. Recovery is something that's often so missed, which means that you're not going to be as effective in your next workout. So this is a fantastic program. Make sure you use the coupon code and take advantage.
So I get myself to the emergency room and you have your intake nurse, right? And my heartbeat was 36 beats per minute. It was alarming. It's alarming to you. It was alarming to her. That's bad. I get the litany of questions. Suddenly my finger has zero significance. I was afraid to go because I knew I needed a tetanus shot. And that was like not even a butterfly sting in comparison to like what I knew I was now confronting. And they simply just taped, what did they do? Glue the wound together. It wasn't even stitched together. It was glued together. No big deal. That started the cardiology team being very concerned. And I ended up middle of the night being admitted. And I remember it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know what's happening. Like you're in a fog when something like this happens, you're just in a fog. I'm exhausted. I'm admitted. I'm kind of trying to fall asleep, but the night nurse comes in to do vitals. And it was a male nurse. He looked at me and he was like, what are you doing here? Because I was 45 and I looked really young. He had read, the beats per minute. On the cardiology team, on the cardiology floor, like a lot of times it's older people and he was kind of like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, yeah, I don't even know myself. I don't even know, like, tell me, what am I doing here? They don't know why I'm here, but my heart's not beating. And so I'm here. Fast forward eventually, after a lot of different examinations, stress tests, ruling out Lyme's disease and other things that could have caused that breakdown of the electrical conduction of my heart, they decided it was a worn out body part at age 45. And they don't, it was a very rare case. They normally would see that in a 70, 80 year old woman, and they hadn't seen that. They were really kind of confounded by it. So I had the pacemaker implanted, and my electrophysiologist said, oh, you won't believe how good you're going to feel. Guess what? I did not feel any differently. I was just as tired. Then I was discouraged because he said, it's all in your head. Your pacemaker's pacing. Well, I don't know why you're tired. This is in your head. You're fine. Like you're psychosomatic. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm tired. I decided to take responsibility and to figure out what was going on with me. And the first thing I discovered, Beth, was a book by a cardiologist in California, Mimi Guarneri, called The Heart, When the Heart Speaks. And that book, it was just like she was speaking directly to me and my situation, because I knew, I could remember in those stressful early years of the adaptation, I remember being so full of rage, just like not feeling out of control. I felt my heart burn. I felt my heart felt like it was on fire on several different occasions. I had had this cough that I took me to the emergency room in Brazil a couple times because no one could figure out why I was coughing. There was no reason. And they just gave me codeine to calm it down. Eventually, one summer when I went back to the US, this holistic practitioner did energy medicine and cranial sacral, and it never came back. The cough never came back. But you see, I didn't make all those connections. I didn't know how to make all those connections. You know, I get the pacemaker implanted. I'm still tired. I discover this book and I realize, you know, it doesn't matter what Dr. Nazari says. I know that the breakdown was stress related. And then in that book, she references Heart Math. Heart Math is a research institute in California, and they've been doing research in terms of heart rate variability and the interconnectedness to the nervous system and heart rate variability, and how your emotional state impacts heart rate variability, thus impacts your physiology and impacts whether you have resilience in your system or you're coherent, or if you are incoherent and lacking resilience based on your heart rate variability. And they've done all this research, and they have a device that now it's beautiful. It's app based. It's called the Inner Balance, and you connect it to your earlobe and you get feedback, and you can begin to train your heart rate variability with their scientifically researched breathing techniques. So I started my journey, you know, once a day I would get the device. At that point, it was on the laptop, and I started training in heart math. And fast forward, I mean, I became a heart math coach. Then I was like, all of my clients need this tool. Then I became a facilitator, because I'm like, not just one-to-one, but one-to-many. Like, I need to share this with many people. This is so powerful. So I was introduced to HeartMath. That really helped. It really helped my mind and emotional self. Like, I validated everything I'm feeling and thinking is true. It doesn't matter what this electrophysiologist says. Yeah. You know, but I will say, I was still tired, and my hormones, I was really in the middle of perimenopause. I didn't know enough about it. So when I'm like following the rabbit trail, trying to figure out what else is going on with me, naturally I went to the endocrinologist. I was pre-diabetic. Basically, do nothing. You're just pre-diabetic right now. Not helpful. I go to my gynecologist. Oh, well, you need antidepressants. This is the age you're at. You do antidepressants on these days of your cycle. And I'm like, I'm not depressed. I'm not taking your antibiotics. I'm not depressed. But that was her answer to me. But I will tell you, I felt lonely and discouraged, because I knew there's something else going on, but I don't know what it is. Who's going to help me? So my electrophysiologist, he did me one favor. he referred me to an internist who was an integrative internist. And it took me months, 6 months to get into her. The appointment I thought I had was, I put it wrong in my journal. So I show up, you can imagine my anticipation of this appointment. I show up on the wrong date and I burst into tears. I mean, I burst into tears. And then, you know, that I had to wait a month. Actually, I had the wrong month in my journal. But I will tell you, Beth, because this is significant. During that month, I had this aha moment of, Dana, you're looking outside of yourself. And even though you might need that doctor to help you with something, I promise you all your answers are internal. Like what you need, you need to know, stop, look. Like I was looking, right? I was following and looking, and I needed to really appreciate and understand everything was within me. Even if that doctor had answers, I was still my own answer. That was the big lesson in that month of waiting. Thankfully, when I finally got to her, because she was allowed as an integrative practitioner under the hospital system, she was able to give me a lot of time, and she took the time to hear my story. And she wanted to know all my story. And then we did the labs, and we did, you know, I had a parasite, I had H. pylori, I had adrenal fatigue, we did the cortisol test, I had adrenal fatigue. You know, she understood, well, you're clearly in perimenopause based on what's happening with your cycle. And so we started doing the work of clearing up some of those things. And then she wanted to know, like, you have a few options. You can go, we can do adaptogens. She said, I don't think we should do bioidenticals right now. We've got too much work to do. We've got to clear the system. You can do traditional Chinese medicine. That resonated with me. I was like, that resonates with me. Let's go. So there was an acupuncturist on staff in that under that umbrella of integrative medicine. And I went, she was a hormone, a acupuncture, female hormone genius. And things just started harmonizing. The symptoms, the perimenopausal symptoms started harmonizing. I ended up sending many of my clients to her. And I went on that journey of, okay, you know, every week I go to the acupuncturist for about a year. I wasn't really into resting every day, but eventually one of my mentors hooked me with the importance of resting every day to heal my adrenals. And I will say, I found a book about cooking for adrenal fatigue. So before I met Dr. Ryu, I actually started, because it was like Tired and Wired, I think was the name of the book. And I knew that described me. So I started cooking, you know, to heal the fatigue. And that's that health journey, Beth, that helped me to understand that in midlife, we are invited, whatever needs to be cleared from the woman's life, so that whatever needs to be cleared and you need to make peace in these different arenas, you're invited into that space. And for me, it was the breakdown of the electrical conduction of my heart. For some women, it might be cancer. It might be an accident. It could be a divorce. It can be any number of traumatic events where it's that invitation of, let me just do an inventory and let me make peace in every year of my life so that I can move forward as a library of wisdom for my family, for my career, for my people, for the world. So I'm going to pause there because I just said a lot, but that's my health journey. And then I realized it's a lonely journey. So that's why I did the functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioner training, because I thought I want to accompany women on this journey because it's such a sacred journey. And you need the alchemy. You need to pull together what's happening physically, what's happening emotionally, what's happening in the past. How do you bring it all together? It's never one thing. There's not one quick fix. There's not one supplement. You look at all these different things and you bring them together, and you create, actually the client creates their own alchemy. I'm just the facilitator.
Yes. Oh, this is wonderful. And I really appreciate you sharing all the details of your story, because this is incredible. And I love how you mention that there's always like a point in women's lives where it's like the catalyst. It's some people call it the breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the driver into, like, something has to change. This is the thing that's going to make the change.
Yeah. And you know, I am a woman, and I know you've all heard my story, that until it's right in our face,
yeah,
and we have no choice, we go on. Why is it that women die from cardiac arrest? They're not paying attention to their symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's right in your face and you can't ignore the fact that you've sliced your finger, then you go and you get help.
Yeah. Yes. You know? And start that journey. And there's one thing that you mentioned here that I really would like to kind of do a deep dive into. When you said you felt lonely and discouraged. And I feel like this is a piece that I've heard from several women recently in the aging process, and your body's getting older and the traumas that you've been exposed to in life and all these other things. It's like they feel bad that they're getting older. Or one of the things that I hear a lot is that women I'll have to tell them based on their hormone report, like, hey, you're entering menopause, you're in menopause. And they're like, well, how do I get my period back? And I'm like, why? That's not like, we go through these, like you phrased it as like these different
cycles.
Bigger hormone cycle, like life cycles of our hormones that we go through in life, which is absolutely true. So why are we so resistant and you know, not, I don't want to say not believing, but like we don't want to be in that next phase of life or think that it's a bad thing. And that leaves us feeling lonely and discouraged about what's just naturally happening in your human life experience.
Okay. So if we just look at media and, you know, the marketing that it's changing. So I'm going to talk about why it's changing, but it wasn't changing for my generation to be the beautiful woman is to have a very specific body. And to have an airbrushed skin, you know, even today we don't want expression lines. So we Botox expression lines away, or we do chemical fillers or whatever. And that's been the body that we've been presented with, that is this beautiful feminine body. That's changing. How do we know that's changing? Because now we see beautiful women now are bold enough to go their natural color. And now we've got this midlife, you go to social media, I'm in the midst of it, the midlife, you know, we're going to embrace this phase, this next phase of our life. So it is changing, but I think that, you know, it's not, you got to really, my podcast, Vitally You, Feeling Younger, Growing Older, I can tell you, I was losing my hair when I had that health crisis. I was losing my hair. I felt, obviously, you know, I felt fatigued. I feel amazing right now. You know, I'm almost 12 years down the road and I feel, you know, everything about how I feel has changed. My glucose numbers even my labs have just, they've done nothing but improve. Like I'm stellar with my labs. You know, 11 plus years down the road, but really, what is it that you want? How do you want to feel? You have to identify, it's not the period you want. And I don't even know if it's the feeling of youthfulness. Well, what does that feel like? Do you really want to be 20 again? Do you really want to be 16? Do you really want to be, honestly, I had children younger. So I was in the thick of child rearing in my 30s. I actually don't want that phase again. I loved it. Be in every phase that you're in and be fully in that phase and enjoy that phase that you're in, because it passes, then you get the next phase. So what is it that you want to take from those phases? This period of, I think, menopause transition, that's the physical thing that's going on, but you're invited to transmute everything that's ever happened in your life and transmute it into what you really want. So what do you really want? What are the feeling states you really want? What do you really want to be able to do? When you know what you really want, then from that point, you can look at the strategy in all the different areas of your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love that. I absolutely love that. Transmuting into that next phase, and that you're not losing anything and you're not And I love that, like the wholeness of it in general, like you're not missing, nothing is missing in your life.
No, it's to the contrary. It's the full circle. And actually the fullness and the abundance of all this life experience, no matter what you've experienced in your life, it's all used. It is intended to bring a deep well of wisdom for you then to be the person who's able to impart it to others on whatever micro macro level, whatever, however you want to impart it. You embody, then you embody all these rich life experiences that then you get to support others. And even if it's just for your own support.
Yeah. Yes.
You have a library.
Yeah. I like that.
I was just going to say, you then have a library, like actually your spine. Are you familiar with the book, The Body Keeps Score?
Yep.
Of course you are. Yeah. And I'm sure your listeners are as well. I'm sure they're familiar. You've talked about it many times, but I visualize the spine is the library of everything that's ever happened in your life. So when you make peace with everything that's ever happened in your life, and the spine and your musculoskeletal system is what supports you, how strong are you as a human woman? It's amazing the strength that you have.
Yes. And when we resist this, and you had mentioned this before we started recording, the grief feeling.
Yeah.
I would love for you to talk about that. Like like when we resist this whole thing, you know, and not realize that we have this like library and this wisdom, and like things just get better for you as you get older. If you're not into that, you can like grieve your old life or old body, or you know what I mean?
For sure. I do know what you mean. And I have grieved. I don't look like I looked before, but I still feel radiant. Like from where I am today, I feel radiant. Do I look the same? Is my body exactly the same? It's not. But yeah, I mean, when we have a big life event, right? We said women will have some life event. It's a catalyst. You know, I grieved every time I had my pacemaker checked, which when you first have the pacemaker implanted, you have more regular checks. And at that point, I didn't have the Medtronic at-home checking device. So, you know, I was going in often. Every time I left crying, not in the office, but I would go back to my car and the tears would start to, come down. And by the time I got in my car, it was a full-blown cry fest of how did this, what's happening? And again, they don't really understand me, why is this happening to me? And no, I had no one else, it was a rare situation. I had no one else to share the experience, and you feel alone. Like I didn't have until I met Dr. Ryu, but even Dr. Ryu, I saw her once every 6 months, so it's not like she wasn't like, who's a company? I felt alone. And I think that happens for many women when you're in that catalyzing event. You can feel alone, and there is grief, and we need to experience the grief. We need to grieve. What are we letting go of? That's normal. It's normal to have those feelings, whatever. Like if we have life events that we're making peace with that we regret. I had a lot of regrets. I had regrets about some of the interactions with my children. We deal with the regrets, and we get the courage to look them in the eye and to forgive ourselves, to forgive others. And that's that deep inner work of where those emotions that from a heart math perspective, we call them depleting emotions. There's nothing wrong with them. But what happens and what was happening to me is that every emotion, it either is fueling from a chemical perspective physiologically or it's depleting. And I was having like when I had those fits of rage, that is just releasing all these toxic hormones in my body. And then that's body breakdown. And so we don't want to stay in the depleting emotions. We want to experience them, make peace with them, and metabolize them and like release them.
Yeah.
So it's real. That period of grief or whatever it is, that's real. And we don't want to bypass it. You won't get to where you want to go if you just say, it's over and I'm done with it and no more. No, you've got to make peace with it.
Yeah. Yes. And I think this is so important to realize that your emotional state has a huge impact and connection with your physical health.
It does.
And this is part of it. If you ignore the grief or pass it over or be like, I'm fine, or I sliced my hand open and I'm just going to tape it up and pretend it's not there for a while.
I know. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I know. And I'm not alone. I've just so many women have this similar experience, and that's, you know, it can seem so, in some ways, so trite, because we hear the mind body connection, you know, that phrase, you know, the phrase, the mind body connection, we hear that, it gets tossed around. We want to really actually pay attention to that on a very deep level. There's a powerful magic that's where the magic of transmuting the things that have happened, that's where the alchemy is making that connection and doing that, the deeper dive.
I love that. Okay. So you have a podcast and you are on Instagram. And so we're going to put all these links and everything in the show notes for people to find you, follow you, listen to your podcast, listen to all your brilliance that you put out. You also have a giveaway where it's the top 10 checklist.
Yeah, it's a daily vitality giveaway. You're basically signing up for my email list. So you give me your email and then you're getting this ebook. You can unsubscribe if you don't want to be subscribed. If you don't like my Tuesday email, you can just unsubscribe. That's not a problem. But it's a nice ebook, a daily tips for daily vitality. It's got a lot of good content.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. And that's where they can kind of connect with you as well, as once they're on the list, they can message you and everything. Cause I feel like there's so much, I feel like this is just a drop in the bucket of all the information and knowledge that you have to give and to share.
Thank you, Beth. It's just been such a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay. So we're going to put everything in there. They can find you, they can follow you. And I'm so excited for people to hear this and learn more about just everything. I took a whole page of notes here, like heart math and, you know, talking about the library of your wisdom and everything else. And this is so valuable. And I feel like people are going to listen to this episode more than once to really glean all the gold nuggets that you've shared.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for being here. And then again, don't hesitate to reach out to Dana if you guys have questions.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It would mean the world to me if you would help me share this message with as many people as possible. It takes just a few seconds to share, subscribe, and leave me a review. Thank you for being a part of my mission and passion to uncover the truth about the female body.